Bright city lights from day to midnight. Break the clouds and descend from bird flight. Bright city
lights. Nerves. Jeez, I've got some nerves, but it's so awesome when you have nerves. It's often a sign that you're doing something that really matters. Can I ask you guys just to close your eyes for a second and think about that one thing that you've always wanted to do, but for whatever reason you haven't been able to do it. Courage is within all of us. We usually see this in abundance when there is an emergency. But why do we have to wait for this? Why can't we allow it to break into our everyday lives? There's a word which someone in the audience got, shoops. It's a word that means nothing. I mean, I don't think in any language in the world it has a meaning. And yet, it's understood by many people all over the world. And it's something that I always felt strongly about, and I always felt was going to transcend boundaries, transcend cultures, and mean something to people. And one day in 2007, this started to come true. And I was living in Dublin with a very close friend of mine, and he ended up falling in love with a girl and returning back to South Africa. So our paths were going separate ways. So we wanted to have something that we could remember each other by, something that we could do. And whenever we did that, no matter where we were in the world, we could spare a thought for our mate. So he shared an amazing story from his years in Port Elizabeth. And every single year there's a Remembrance Day service at his school where they remember people that died in the wars. And every single year there'd be this one war veteran who'd walk to the front of the chapel to pay his respects with a wreath, and he'd be wearing red socks. And every single year that would be remarkable, and eventually we found out why this guy wore his red socks. And he made a pact with two of his friends at the Second World War that said, if any of you make it back alive, if anyone makes it back alive from the Second World War, we'll wear red socks to always be together and always remember each other. So from that moment, we gave each other red socks and just decided to wear them every Friday. So since 2007, I've been rocking these red socks and rocking the ships. And one day, I'll never forget it, I woke up in the middle of the night. It was one of the most vivid dreams I've ever had. And I know it's a bit silly, but I dreamt of these red socks all over a world map. And crazy enough, I remember dreaming about Barack Obama at the Forrest Gump location in Washington, pulling up his trouser leg and just going, shoops. And I still think it's going to happen. Since then, we've spread more than 15,000 pairs of red socks in over 50 different countries. And what's most special to me is that this word shoops has started to develop its own meaning, and it's associated with following your own heart. And the journey that has taken place has been so special, with so many incredible connections, incredible unlikely connections, incredible moments. So I want to ask you again, what is it that you've always wanted to do? And just spend a couple of seconds thinking about that. Today I want to say, urge you guys to take that first step. In fact, jump, follow your heart. Because when you do, you can't imagine. It's time to follow your heart right now. Anyone who comes to join me when Waka Waka starts rocking and you let it rip out on the stage, I'll give you a pair of red socks, because that, for me, is taking that first step. So come join me, let's Waka Waka. Thank you very much. Shoops!
Up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's off, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh, oh, and if you fold it up, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa.